Jex, tell them that this so-called rule of grammar is nonsense up with which you will not put. Maybe you're curious whether there's a word that means the place on your back that you can't reach to scratch, or the warmth of sun in winter, or to put off until the day after tomorrow. There's a word for each of those: agnistis, apricity, and perendinate. You'll meet all of them in Chapter 17. Or maybe you wonder about that weird thing Grandma used to say. Was that just something she made up, or do other people say it too? I co-host the popular public radio show and podcast Away With Words. And the great thing is that after 2 decades, we still haven't run out of things to talk about. Not at all. Each week, listeners tune in to hear about word and phrase origins, slang, regional dialects, varieties of English, curious idioms, grammar, jargon, obscure terms, and words that might not exist but ought to. I mean, shouldn't there be a word for that feeling when you hear your favorite restaurant is closing? A pun-loving caller suggested we refer to that sinking sensation as melancholy, and I've continued to use that one ever since. Over the years, my co-host Grant Barrett and I have enjoyed thousands of conversations about topics like these with callers of all ages, from kindergartners to 90-somethings. Our listeners reflect a wide span of nationalities, locations, ethnicities, belief traditions, and political persuasions. What connects them all is a shared fascination with language in all its forms. I like to think of our listeners as worders, like birders who observe those animals closely for the sheer fascination of it, without judgment. We worders love observing words and phrases in the wild, and we delight in adding those discoveries to our word hoard. In fact, one of the great joys of doing this show is that it's an interactive, ongoing collaboration with our listeners. If you're a fellow worder, then you're endlessly curious, and the questions you have about language are the same kind that send Grant and me down fascinating linguistic and etymological paths each week. You've introduced us to so many colorful words and phrases, brought us so many interesting debates, and shared some wonderful linguistic curiosities, from words your family held on to because a child adorably mispronounced it, to your favorite tongue twisters. Try saying Irish wristwatch 3 times fast. Our listeners tell us our show is a little oasis on the radio dial, a warm, welcoming, friendly place for worders of all kinds, an opportunity to tune out the worries of the world and pause to ponder the miracle of language, puzzling over questions like what that little word it is doing in the phrase it's raining. Linguists call this an expletive pronoun or dummy it, and whether anyone really bothers to use the word pneumono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis. Not unless you're just showing off, as I explain in Chapter 13. You can listen to hundreds of episodes where we discuss questions like these at our website, waywardradio.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Above all, our show is about the joy of discovering the ways that words can connect us rather than divide us, about how a single word or phrase can be a window into other worlds, and how language can be a lens that reveals surprising insights about history, family, and culture. It's astonishing, really, that humans communicate so much to each other simply with a mouthful of air or marks on a page. Right now, for example, I'm making marks on a page in the hope that they'll change the way you think about language. Co-hosting the show certainly did that for me. When I joined Away With Words, I was a finger-wagging stickler about grammar. But if I've learned anything hosting the program, it's this. When it comes to language, grammatical pet peeves are the least interesting thing of all. In fact, think of our show as a spay and neuter program for pet peeves. You'll be much happier, trust me. There's so much more to explore when it comes to language.